Hi there, and welcome to the ISIS Chemical Shipping News. With me, Simon Robinson.
And me, Nick Savides.
What are we going to talk about this week, Nick?
We thought we'd talk about the IMO 2 regulations and how that's affected the market, and some of the other events that are happening in the market for this week.
What are the IMO 2 regulations and what's happening with them?
IMO regulations changed earlier this year from the 1st of January. They stipulate that the vegetable oil now has to be carried in chemical tankers. And this has put a capacity squeeze in some of the trades.
What drove the move to double-hulled tankers for vegetable oils?
IMO had agreed to
That's the International Maritime Organization, yeah?
International Maritime Organization, correct. Decided they need to reclassify certain chemicals and or vegetable oils in order to prevent pollution.
So that's to bring them in line with things like crude oil and so forth?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And it's about cleaning of tanks and should there be any spillages for any other reason.
Right.
So what they did was to agree that that oil had to be carried in double-hulled tankers as a safety measure, and that means that there is less
capacity for chemicals. So are the two things quite interchangeable? Are we talking about food oil for oil for food, as well as chemicals sharing the same kind of tanks?
Oil for food and also for biodiesel.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
They will share the same tanks, but they have to be cleaned.
Right, that's fair
between
enough.
Cargos.
That's a bit of a comfort to me, to be honest. Olive oil, that's like slightly newer light now.
Yes.
Okay, have any figures or feelings for how much capacity the vegetable oil is taking out of the double-hulled tanker market?
Reports from brokers and owners who are telling me that this has opened up a whole new trade for them, in the sense that because they've got to do it, the stuff that wasn't already travelling in double-hulled tankers has upped the ante, and the rates have travelled up consequently because of the squeeze.
Sure, sure. So that means it's obviously gets more expensive to use double-hulled tankers because they, you know, the demand so has increased for them. So what's that meaning for lower value cargo, say caustic soda or something like that?
For lower value cargo, some of it has reportedly not been moved. It is no longer viable to move it at those rates, so some cargo is hanging around waiting to see if the rates will come down. At some stage, they'll probably have to move it at higher rates.
It'd be quite interesting for the economics. Unfortunately, things like caustic don't go off.
No.
Not particularly quickly.
No. I do also hear of another been waiting to be transported to Lagos.
And that's from Europe, yeah?
From Europe, from the Med. And the owners in the Med are not willing to take it down there at almost any rate because they figure they can get more by doing two or three trips around the Med.
It's all right to have a load to take somewhere, but you don't want to bring it back empty.
Yeah,
which I suspect you might be doing in Nigeria.
Exactly.
So it can be quite difficult.
Yeah. People are refusing to go that far, basically.
Oh, right.
You know, because they're getting decent rates around the Med.
Absolutely. It must be like taxis. You know, you never find a cab when you need one because everybody else needs one at the same time.
Exactly.
So what's happening on the Atlantic routes?
The Atlantic routes, the CPP market's booming and the driving season is coming up. So the westbound trade is really tight.
That's probably people in Europe making ethanol that's displacing petroleum products which are going to the States for the Americans to drive around with, I guess.
Exactly.
Possibly.
Yes.
Possibly.
And I'm told that various owners have got all their March positions fixed and they're looking at April.
So you're saying it's about 10 days on a cargo ship across?
Approximately.
Yeah, it sounds quite relaxing, really, in a way, I suppose.
Going east, it's not as tight, I'm told, getting return cargoes. Clearly, the situation is holding up there in a fair way, but it's not as tight as the other direction to the States,
sure,
which is being boosted by this CPP.
Sure. What about the Far East?
Far East from Europe is extremely tight. I've heard of four vessels that are leaving mid-March.
Mm-hmm.
Only one of them has any space now, as of last week, had any space. Was 2,000 ton parcel, a very small parcel, and that was it. But I think all those ships were virtually full weeks in advance. Yeah. So
what's happening there? The markets being as they are, you might expect people who don't normally go to the Far East to be interested in coming into that market.
A bunch of owners who are called the outsiders. They are supposed to come in when the market gets tight. The general view of that Far East trade is that there are the big three, Stolt and Odfjell and Joe Tankers, have what's termed virtual liner shipping services, regular ships that do contracts. When that becomes full, then these outsiders come in and they pick up the slack. But apparently there's no sign of the outsiders.
Oh, that is interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
No sign at all.
And that's coupled with a lot of vegetable oils coming from the Far East, of course, you know, the palm oil and palm oil product. So that's coming back in a big way and taking up that space on the return legs.
Sure, sure. So that's maybe they're all just fiddling around in the Med.
Maybe.
Maybe
fiddling in the mid.
Fiddling in the mid. So what's happening around there with the Black Sea as well? Can you talk around that a little bit?
Told the methanol tanks in the Black Sea are full. Nobody wants to move methanol at the moment. Veg oil is the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's moving veg oil, and that's taking up all the space. People are not getting cargoes on board, or they're hanging around waiting to see if the prices will come down again so that they can move lower value cargo. Very, very tight on space, very tight. The regional tonnage is now dealing with vegetable oils from the Black Sea,
mm-hmm.
And that situation is going to persist for at least the next few months, according to this particular owner, and all he's moving is contract cargo, the spot market.
Contract vegetable oil from place.
Contract cargo. It won't necessarily be vegetable oil, but it'll be stuff that's been contracted to be moved earlier.
All right. So the spot capacity is
it's gone. That's the spot capacity that's disappeared.
In the Black Sea.
The contents of this recording are copyright Reed Business Information and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.